Shalom to all. Today we're going to discuss Arachin Perek Zayin Mishnah Gimel Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnah is being learned because of Asrbas Rachel Shishi B'zayich Refan Reziva Kagon Bikharav Mamesh. And we continue discussing a person who is Makdish Thursday Achuza and the redemption process. So Mishnah Gimel tells us Hegdisha Uga'ala. If a person was Makdish Thursday Achuza and then they subsequently redeemed it, Ein Yotzim Yada B'Yovel. It does not leave his hand Yovel time. As we mentioned in the beginning of the Perek, if a person fails to redeem their Thursday Achuza, so it's lost from them forever. However, if they did redeem it, so it doesn't leave them by Yovel. Since they redeemed it, it just is by them, so they get to keep it. Now, let's say Ga'ala Benoi, this fellow's son, redeemed the field that his father was Makdesh, Yaitzel Avin B'Yovel, so then it goes back to the father, Yovel time. Now, let's say Ga'ala Acher, Oy Echemen Akroivim, a random person redeemed this field, or one of the fellow's relatives redeemed it, not his son, but a relative, and Uga'ala Miyadoi, the fellow, the original owner of the field, the guy whose Steachuz it is, he redeemed it, which basically means he just purchased it from the one who redeemed it from Hek. So here as well, Einu Yotzim Yada B'Yovel, it doesn't leave him Yovel time. What about the following situation? Ga'ala Echem Na'Koyhanim, a Koyhin redeemed the field, Varehi Tachas Yadai, and it's by him, it's in his possession, and now it's the Yovel year. Lo Yoimar, the Koyhin's not able to say, Hoyovahi Yotzim Lokayhanim B'Yovel, since we know a Steachuza that was not redeemed by Yovel time goes to the Koyhanim at Yovel, and Varehi Tachas Yadi, it's by me, I was the one that had redeemed it, and now it's Yovel year, Harehi Shali, so it's mine, I don't have to split it with my brothers the Kayhanim, he can't say that. It goes to all of his brothers the Kayhanim, all the ones who it's their Mishmar, it's their time to serve in the Beis HaMikdash during that Yovel year, so he would have to give it back to them and then it gets distributed evenly among them. Moving on to Mishnah Dalet, continue to discuss this. Let's say Yovel came and it wasn't redeemed. In the previous mission, we discussed many cases where the person himself or his son or someone random redeemed it, but now we're talking about somebody who's Makdish or Steachuza, it's Yovel now and it wasn't redeemed by anybody. What happens? So we have a big machlokes. Hakayhanim echasam losaicha v'noisnim as dameha de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the kayhanim go into it, meaning the kayhanim have the rights to the steachuza. However, they have to pay for it. Rabbi Yehuda, based off of Joshua Pasuk, learns that a steachuza has to be redeemed in order to go to the kayhanim. So if somebody random redeemed it, since its redemption money was paid when it's yovel, it automatically goes to the kayhanim for free. But if no one had redeemed it, you're right. The kayhanim do have access to this field, but they would still have to pay its redemption value, they'd have to pay for its pidyon, and only then they can keep it. Now, Reb Shimon says, no, nechnasim avoloi noisnim. They go into the field and they don't have to pay anything. Reb Shimon learns based off of a different drasha that once it's Yovel year, the kayhanim get it for free, they don't have to pay a penny. Now, Reb Lezer says, oloi nechnasim avoloi noisnim. They don't get to go into the field and they also don't have to pay anything. Ela nikra stei retushim. It's called an abandoned field and no one gets it at all. Ana Yovel Asheni. They have to wait till the next Yovel. They have to wait another 50 years. And then they see what happens. Let's say the next 50 years went by and still no one redeemed this field. It's called abandoned of abandoned. Until the third Yovel. The Kohanim are never able to go into this field until somebody else redeems it. And Rabbi Lezer learns this based off a different drasha that the only time the Kohanim get a steachuza is if somebody else random redeemed it and it was by that person Yovel time. Then it automatically goes to the Kayhanim. But if nobody had redeemed it, the Kayhanim have no rights to redeem it themselves. They don't get it for free and they can't give any money for it. And it just stays in that state until somebody redeems it. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow the Mishnah Hey and Perek Ches Mishnah Aleph. Continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.